Wow. Okay, evidently you can't talk over the Beach Boys. Good God.
When?
Christmas comes this time each year.
Yes.
We're a little early, but there's a reason for it. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We are live at Tree Time in Lake Barrington. And Pat Bolter is here. Pat, it is so nice to see you again. You are Chief Marketing Officer at Goodwill, amazinggoodwill.com. Christmas does come this time each year. I said we're a little early, but there's a reason for it, isn't it?
There sure is. You know, all of our schedules, we all know, get busier and busier as we get closer to the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really a convenient way to kind of spread goodwill early in the season by donating your tree, so somebody else can enjoy it at our Goodwill stores and donation centers. So avoid the holiday rush. It's a wonderful thing to do. You know, Goodwill is all about jobs and training. And when we get the revenue from the sales of those trees in our stores, it gets reinvested in the programs and services that help people get services that they need.
Very nice.
And think about it. I mean, Christmas trees are expensive, and maybe you're cutting corners or don't have enough money. You want to still have a Christmas tree in your house, so that's where you go to Goodwill and pick up a great Christmas tree for a great price.
And they're so affordable at Goodwill, so we encourage everybody. We have, if you go to amazinggoodwill.com, you'll see all of our Goodwill stores and donation centers.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either donate a tree at one of our stores or bring it here to Tree Time, and then you get that wonderful coupon to use here at Tree Time. So it's a win-win.
Which trees are eligible for this?
We say gently used trees.
Yeah, you know, to find that if you could a little.
They have to be functioning and standing and usable by other families.
Yeah.
So please, and all of the trees that we've been getting from this donation drive are in really good shape.
Oh, great.
So
good.
We do appreciate that.
Yeah.
One of the questions to talk to Pat about was, I heard you're celebrating your 100th birthday. You look really good
for
100.
You look great, Pat. You look fantastic.
I try.
Are you moisturizing?
Well, we are celebrating, and we're very excited about it. And so I'm just going to give you a little bit of history on
Please
Goodwill.
Do.
So it was founded in 1902
wow.
by a Methodist minister, Edgar J. Helms, in Boston. And the Goodwill here in Milwaukee and Chicago was founded in 1919. And when Helms founded the movement, he was really concerned about the plight of the immigrants that were coming to this country that were very, very poor. And so the story goes that he took burlap bags, put them over his shoulder, went into the affluent neighborhoods. You know, you guys talked about going to those places for your trick-or-treat candy.
Full-size candy bars,
He had the same idea. He put those burlap bags over his shoulder, went into the wealthier parts of Boston, collected goods, textiles, household items.
Just ringing their doorbell and saying, is there anything you'd like to clean out of your house,
right,
anything you're not using?
And help others, all the immigrants that were coming. And so the story goes that he took them to the basement of a church, and he invited all these folks to come and take whatever they wanted. And they all kind of just stood there, and they didn't move. And he looked around and said, well, go ahead. You know, you guys, all of you need these items.
Right.
Please, you know, take what you need. And they said, we don't want a handout. And so it's not charity, but a chance, not a handout, but a hand up. And that was how the movement was formed. And so we're all about giving people the dignity and the independence that comes when they find that job.
That is a pretty incredible story.
Very noble.
I mean, there weren't very many Goodwills around years ago. I used to go to get shoulder-padded jackets and funky clothes during the 80s. It was, like, very exciting to go to Goodwill, and there were only a handful of them. It has expanded so much. I have found some of my china where I have broken a plate. I have found wine goblets. Great clothes. Goodwill has come so far.
Yeah, we have almost in our service territory like 70 locations now.
70 within
our part of Wisconsin and Illinois.
Oh, that's excellent.
So, and you know, you can always find some great deals and lots of brand name items for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
And what's so neat about Goodwill, shopping at Goodwill, is that our inventory is very dynamic, which means the merchandise is changing all the time. And, you know, you can go there, you really get an adrenaline rush when you find this incredible one-of-a-kind item for pennies on the dollar, you know, that that feeling. Everyone loves to save money, and it's a thrill to do that. And there are lots of wonderful finds at Goodwill.
Yeah.
And the best part is our mission, knowing that basically you are helping the community in two ways. First of all, you know, Goodwill has been green before it became fashionable to be green. And so we keep millions and millions and millions of pounds of items out of landfills. And then what I mentioned earlier, our mission of training and jobs, very, very important in our community. And throughout our 100-year history, we've been successful because we've been responding to the needs of the times.
Yeah.
You know, I have stories and photos as we get ready for our 100th, long lines during the Great Depression looking for jobs, and we gave hundreds of people temporary jobs.
Mm-hmm.
As soldiers were coming back from both world wars and injured, we helped them get the training and the job skills they needed to be able to provide a living for their families. In 2008, 2010, with the Great Recession, we opened up workforce connection centers to provide training and job assistance and resume development when unemployment got to be really high. So our success has been responding to the needs of the times.
That's good to know, because when you go into a Goodwill store, you're not thinking about the backstory of it at all, and what a backstory that is.
It sure is.
It's pretty impressive. So if you're listening at home, you can bring your gently used Christmas tree to any Goodwill location during the month of October. You can also come out to Tree Time. We're here till 1 this afternoon, or any time during the month of October. How many trees have you collected thus far?
So far, I hear we're up to 296.
Yes!
That's wonderful. Woo! Good news. Good news. And I just want to reiterate, bring the stand in with the tree, because I brought mine into a Goodwill, and they were adamant that the stand needs to be included, so that's part
yes,
of it. Huh?
Very much so.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Why would you bring it without the stand?
I had the stand in there, but they just wanted to make sure that the stand was in there, so yeah.
You can purchase a stand, I guess.
They just wanted to make sure they all hook up a little
thing.
Bit differently.
Yeah.
How long have you been with Goodwill now?
20 years.
Oh my gosh. Round of applause.
Excellent.
That's got to make you feel good every day, because really, I didn't know the whole backstory of Goodwill till just today.
Oh, it's wonderful to see how lives are transformed, and we have so many success stories. Too many to mention on a broadcast like this. It could take me days to tell you all about all these lives that have been changed for the good as a result of the services that we provide.
The Amazing Goodwill. You can go to AmazingGoodwill.com. She is Pat Bolter, Chief Marketing Officer at Goodwill, which is celebrating 100 years this year. That is so awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Pat.
Thank you. Nice
Merry Christmas.
You.
That's
Merry
my
Christmas.
First Merry Christmas.
You got that out of the way, Wendy.
I
Nicely
know, it
done.
Felt good. We're going to take a break, and the news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom here on 720 WGN.